The latest book is called Who Speaks for Islam? What a Billion Muslims Really Think. And it's based on the largest, most comprehensive survey, covers Muslim countries from North Africa to Southeast Asia.
During your speech, you mentioned the media, and you mentioned that one of the jobs that Muslims have to do is reach out more to the media. How can they do that?
Well, I think that's a real challenge. I think that communities have to figure out a way of getting to know people in the media, you know, of laying the groundwork. It's not just a matter of trying to meet with editorial boards. It's a matter of, cultivating relationships with reporters and trying to get a sense and give them an idea of what reporters might themselves feel would be an interesting or a good story. But I think it's got to be a very aggressive situation because in many communities, reporters, it's not a priority, or they don't know the community, and they don't even recognize what some of the stories might be in the community. You know, for example, it's very common for people since 9/11 to always ask me, why don't Muslims speak out about the attacks of 9/11 or against acts of terrorism, when in fact they speak out all the time, when in fact there are major statements made, but they're very rarely carried in the media, and so most Americans aren't aware of it. Well, I think it's in Muslim interest to make the media aware of that.
What are your thoughts about the Obama administration?
Well, I think the Obama administration brings a lot of hope and a lot of potential. I mean, I was just absolutely delighted. I can't think of a presidential election that I followed more closely. He is going to be an international president. But I think, on the other hand, one has to realize he's the president of all Americans, and there will be all kinds of issues that Americans face, and there are all kinds of groups that have their agendas and their priorities. And so it's very important in the kind of representative society that we have for Muslims to make sure that their voices are represented. And I think that, you know, a way in which you do that is, yes, you go to your the few Muslim representatives, for example, that we have in the Congress, but it's important that Muslims work with the representatives and senators in their own states, and that they are aggressively to be seen on the Hill, and that they right now, that many of them who are talented, push for the positions that are opening up, the some 8,000 positions that are opening up within the administration.
And you're in Tampa. It's the home of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, so a lot of our listeners follow his case. What can you say about what's happened in that case so far?
Well, I can tell you great pleasure that my wife and I recently had dinner with Sami and Nakhla, and I will be having dinner with them again in the coming days. The situation is still not resolved. We're hopeful that both through the courts and certainly hopeful that with a change of administration and I would hope that clearly with a change in some of our government agencies, that not only will Sami's case be resolved, but that other cases and other situations. The important thing that I emphasize with people is that the position that we can take, I can't say in every case that I hear about that involves a Muslim that they're simply innocent because they're a Muslim. What I can be concerned about is due process. And the fact is that's what we have not had in America during the Bush years. And the issue of Muslim civil liberties, the right to due process, those are the things that it seems to me that not only every American, but that the Muslim community has to be more vocal about. So I'm certainly hoping that the Al-Aryan situation will be turned around.